This week on the Fifth Trooper podcast.
I mean, think about how bad you feel when your ATST or your bikes or your snipers and you got to roll white dice. Yeah. That's the entire Rebel list, army. Yeah.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Welcome back to the Fifth Trooper. My name is Jay Shalansky and I am joined by Evan Bolris.
Hey, how's it going?
On this episode, we're going to be talking PAX Unplugged, which we're going to be heading to this weekend. We're going to go over the Palpatine and the new guards, and then just kind of talk maybe a little bit, cover some of the rule stuff that we didn't go over last week, though I think we hit most of it, but we'll just talk about a little bit and implications for play and just Legion in general today. So up first is PAX. We got PAX coming up. For those of you who will be there, I'm sure if you're going and you listen to this podcast, you're probably registered.
Hope but, so. Yeah. I think there's still two spots left.
Yes, it says. There is. Yeah. So if you were on like the wait list, which you should have just got in, but if you were thinking about it, but you thought it was going to be too full, there's two spots left. It's going to be Friday at 4 is the start time.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get there a little early though.
Yeah. So if it's Cascade Game stuff. So like, again, my experiences with X-Wing with them, but get there about an hour early. Plus you just get in the line early. Like, it just makes everything easier, especially for PAX. Friday is usually light and then Saturday is nuts. So it's a blessing and a curse. It's on a Friday. Curse that a lot of people are still working when it happens. But if you can go, PAX will be nuts, but it won't be like Saturday nuts.
Yeah, I would guess they do that so that because Saturday and Sunday is crazy because you got all the local people who aren't taking the week off. So they probably do it Friday so that you're not getting all the just attendees as well.
Yeah, it's weird. So the X-Wing, the problem with me is like X-Wing's in the morning, but it overlaps with this. So the plus side, if I start just dumping out an X-Wing, I can just like kick and yeah. go, right? Like, yeah. Cause it's, I really want to play, but it's not a maximum firepower. So I'm not right. like, I don't feel, if it was, I wouldn't do X-Wing. And I would just try for the firepower because that's,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's cool.
No, it makes sense.
But the problem is if I am doing well at X-Wing and I'm close making day two, like I have to skip Legion because day two is like, I win a spot to the world. So
dude,
like,
I agree 100% with you. Cause it's casual. They're doing three rounds and it's only going to be, I think they're doing top four. It's just the standard FFG stuff. They're doing the plastic cards or whatever for top four.
It's still super cool though. Yeah. Like it's anything. So FFG, if no matter what anyone says, their prize support when they put it out is awesome.
Yeah.
Like full art cards, plastic cards, little spot gloss.
Yeah.
Those plastic templates, I've griped about the FFG acrylics for the store kits.
For Legion.
For Legion kind of stink. But when the ones they do at the tournaments, like the plastic markers, the see-through damage tokens, those are all real nice little metal chits for like victory points. So if you can go, like, this is actually going to be a really good tournament because it's almost on like that casual tournament level. So like a homemade tournament, like there's nothing really up for grabs. So everyone can just go, and if you're playing, you're there to like just kind of have fun and meet the community. So this is a tournament to like go to, right? Like just to hang out and enjoy it. And like you're at PAX. So
yeah. And for anybody who doesn't know, I'm going to be co-tournament organizer, I guess, for this. So I'll be helping with rules stuff because it's casual. According to FFG's standards, I can play in it. But if you're playing me at PAX and we have a rules question, I won't be answering it. So you don't have to worry about that. The other guy will be answering it. I'm really excited about that. I'll get to meet everybody out there. And so, you know, if you see us, I'll definitely be wearing my Fifth Trooper gear. So just look for me with the Fifth Trooper. I'm sure Evan, one of the days, will have a Fifth Trooper shirt on just to help promote, but
I got some clothes.
So you know, come see us and I look forward to playing you guys. I'm bringing a funky list. So normally I'm an Empire player, but I've decided that I want to bring a Rebel list, but not just any Rebel list. So
we'll keep it under wraps. But it's gonna be
if you're watching on YouTube, you'll figure it out.
But Jay and I are both in the same. I'm doing the same kind of list, but Empire.
Yeah.
We're just going all in. I don't want to give too much away because it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
So when you'll see it, you'll see it. Right? Like that's
you'll see it by everybody calling it out, I'm sure, because it's gonna be ridiculous.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But I think it'll be fun. It'll be my first time playing Rebels. But I mean, I've played against them enough. I feel like I know what their cards do and stuff, so I feel pretty comfortable with them. But I think my tactics will have to change a little bit. And I guess this goes right into talking about playing Legion, right? So if you're an Empire player and you're thinking about playing Rebels, which I get everybody wants to take a side, but I really encourage you to try to do both, because I believe if you play both, you'll get a good feeling for the Rebels army. So when you face them, you kind of have a better understanding of what they do and everything. You got to play a little bit. They like cover because they got white dice. Remember that if you're playing Rebels, they like dodge tokens too.
Yeah.
So just remember that they don't have those red, glorious red dice like the Empire do.
Those are very fickle, though, after...
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, think about how bad you feel when your ATST or your bikes or your snipers, and you got to roll white dice. Yeah. That's the entire Rebel army.
Yeah. That's everything. Yeah. Minus, like, Luke, I think.
It's so great. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm kind of just going for... just for fun, man. I'm really excited about it. So I think it'll be good.
Yeah, man. It'll be fun. Like, you're at PAX, so even if you're scrubbing out and you're like, man, I just want to go do something, like, you're at PAX. There's 1,000. Like, Saturday, I joined a competitive Candyland tournament.
Oh.
16-player, like, deathmatch rules on Candyland. Like, I don't care. Like, I lose whatever. Like, there's a Splendor tournament, like, in the morning. Yep. Go Keyforge.
Ton of Keyforge stuff. Like, yeah, that's going to be great.
Just whatever. So, like, it's... like, that's the problem. So the problem with these games and these cons is you're paying the con pass and you're paying the to get in pass.
Yes.
And then you're like, that stinks. Whereas they used to just do like they did an X-Wing tournament. It was just the Naboo Open, which was Cascade Games. You just went to the On Center.
Yeah.
And it was just there. You bought in that. So you're $30. Whereas like PAX, I have a 3-day pass. So that's 60 on top of a 30. So I'm paying $90 before I even get to push a plastic toy around. But the joy to that, like, if you're having a bad time playing, just stop. Like, when you go to these other events where you're just stuck in this one room just doing that, you don't stop because you're like, well, I might as well do it. Right. But here you're like, oh, hey, I'll demo some crazy game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot. And like you said, the Legion, you know, the X-Wing one's a little bit more important, but the Legion one at this one's just for fun, man.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, definitely come to win. Like, you should always go to win, but have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like, if it was maximum firepower, I would just do it because I still want my pass for that. But the fact that's not, like, if I'm doing bad, I get to go play Legion.
Yeah.
And, like, just wash away the bad taste of X-Wing. And if I do good, then someone gets a ticket in, I guess.
Yeah, like, it's going to be fun. I think it'll be great.
Like, it's fun either way, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, so that's PAX. I mean, you know, in a nutshell, if you're going, like I said, look out for us. Maybe we'll grab a beer or something after the Legion tournament. That'll be good. The other thing I wanted to tell everybody about, if you haven't heard about it, so Endless from the Notorious Scoundrels podcast, he's running a team league for Legion on Tabletop Simulator. And it's a 3-man league. I highly recommend checking out. I think it's yavinbase.wordpress.com. Scout the rules. You can go register and stuff. Get 3 of your friends, play. But pretty much like most of the personalities in Legion are playing in this tournament. So Notorious Scoundrels have their team. Evan and I and our friend Jeremy is going to be another team. So it's really, really exciting. I believe it starts next week.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you gotta get on Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah, I signed up for it. And I just haven't had, like, it slips in my mind. I even had those 4 days off for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And all I did was play Divinity 2. Perfect. So I gotta go back.
We'll get you on there. But basically what it's gonna be is, like, so the team captains get together. And they get to pick, like, one of the armies out of the 3 armies that they have for the 3 people on the team to face one of the armies of the other team. And you're trying to, like, match up, like, you know, maybe somebody has a skew list and you're going to try to match them up against somebody that can't face that list. It's going to be really good. And the cool part is a lot of the top guys from from the Invader League that just ended are going to be playing too. So
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of good people from all over the world. So
yeah, I still would always prefer the table because I feel like you get a lot of that like human movement air. Like, but yeah. TTS is great because you're, you know, you can play it whenever. You don't need to like get into a store or try to find someone to play. Yeah. There's always something going on. So that's excellent.
Yeah, and I would say, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I would say the way the add-on is built, there's still room for human error in that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, but it's going to be a blast. So I'm really looking forward to that. And it's funny, Notorious Scoundrels were talking about last night, like whenever you're in a team, like it feels like you can start talking trash a little bit more to the other teams. So yeah. I'm really excited about that. So we're putting you other teams on notice. Fifth Trooper is going to... We're going to do something.
Oh, God.
It's either going to be really good or really funny.
Hey, man, be that outlier always, right?
One of the two. Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to be streaming it on Twitch. So if you don't get in, if you're not going to play on a team, but you just want to check it out, they're going to have all the streams. And we'll be linking we'll link to all the streams, like where they're going to be recorded and stuff. So it'll be on Twitch. So we'll, you know, you guys can check it out there and watch the streams and make fun of us.
Yeah, perfect.
And, it'll be perfect. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's that. So the next thing I think we can go over is Emperor Pelp and the Crayola Guards came out, and I just wanted to kind of review the cards. I'm sure most of you have seen them, but you can kind of get our feedback on them. So Pelp is a commander. He is 210 points naked. He's got 5 wounds and a 4.
Is that the highest so far?
For what?
Wounds? Courage.
Courage. Oh, courage value. Well, Vader's infinity.
Minus for highest value for somebody who actually has a value.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know of anybody else who's passed a 3, really.
Yeah. No, I think that's about right. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to have to get 8 suppression on him for him to even think about panicking.
Yeah.
So he can have 3 force cards and 1 command card. And he, let's see, pulling the strings. So for an action, you can choose a friendly trooper unit at range 1-2. That unit may perform a free attack action and a free move action. So here's the thing with this. I saw this on the boards. A lot of people were asking about this. This is exclusive to that unit's move or action phase. So this is during Palpatine. So it's 2 different action phases.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
So you can, like, let's say you take a shoot action. So you get like your guys to shoot, and then when their turn's up, they can shoot again.
Correct.
This is just, yeah, because the game was kind of, it says like only, everybody can only ever shoot like once. Like right there made big thing about that. But this, because it's on his action, you can like fire that off.
Yeah, and so I would recommend running this with Royal Guards or with Snow Troopers, because you can do a move and then an attack action, because guards are melee, but in Snow Troops, steady and charge.
The Crayons have charge, and then Stormtroopers, Snow Troopers have steady.
Yep. Yeah, and so that just seems crazy good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's how you get them in. So, like, it's, you know, I'm always worried about melee units in a shooty game, because I got to run through all that gunfire, but to, like, let's say you move them, and then Palp moves up, pulls the strings, and then they move into combat. So that's, they move 2, so that's like moving 6 and then get an attack.
Yeah.
Just to get in there. And you almost don't want them to wipe out that unit just so they stay in melee, so they don't get like shot up. So no, that's, pulling the strings is actually like his main cannon there is pretty good, but pulling the strings is real, real powerful.
Yeah, and I would say, like I said, you're going to want to run, I mean, you could do it with anything, but you're really, really going to want to run Snow Troopers or Royal Guard to really get the effect off of that.
Yeah.
He has Entourage, Imperial Royal Guard, and the card says, while building an army, ignore the rank of 1 Imperial Royal Guards unit. During the command phase, you may issue an order to a friendly Imperial Royal Guard at unit at range 1-2. So the first half of that basically is they go in the specialist slot.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have 3 snipers and then a Royal Guard, and they don't count against
Correct.
That you know, that slot. And then you can issue an order to a friendly Imperial Royal Guard unit at range 1 to 2. So I guess that is an addition to your...
Yep. So it's like, so when you order during the command phase, right, they just get a friendly. It's like they have HQ uplink as long as they're range 1 to 2 of him.
Okay.
Right. Because it's during command phase, when you're playing your card,
yeah,
you may issue an order to an friendly Imperial Royal Guard. So yeah, they get like a HQ uplink, like,
yep,
like right next to him.
He's immune to Pierce,
which is good.
Yeah, and he has Master of the Force too,
which is also great.
Yeah.
So you take Force Reflexes, so he doesn't die. Yep. And then I don't know, Push is great.
Force Push. Yeah.
Choke is great if you only have like 5 points.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yep. I mean, being able just to take out like a Z6 or a DTL trooper or something just gone. Yep. Like that's pretty powerful. Or when the specialists come out, like the extra add-ons, like the comms expert, yep, things like that.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. For his, well, I'm going to call it a weapon, but for, yep, his weapon, it's 1 to 2 or area, or melee, and it's 2 red, 2 black, 2 white. It's Force Lightning. It has Pierce 2, and it's suppressive.
That's the same as a ATSD main gun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, with the suppressive on top of,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, with it better. It's right, better, right, than a, yeah. It's actually because Pierce is becoming better than Impact.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, yeah, it's better than an ATSD main gun.
Yeah, I really, really like it. So then I put up here, like, the cards you could potentially take with him. The new card that came with him is called Anger. And after you suffer one or more wounds, you gain an aim token. So with him, and or I think that's a better card for Vader, but either one of them, especially, and we'll talk about this in a second, but especially with his command, Palpatine's command card, that anger card is really good. 5 points. That's not,
yeah, who cares? Yeah, like it's a throwaway. Like,
it's not terrible.
And it's a dark side one, so if you get more dark side characters in the new set or however it works, like,
yeah,
like that's going to be cool. It's, I think I like it on him more than I do Vader. Just because of that shot. But then again, like, how many times have you thrown a saber with Vader and, yeah, then like cover two and then you only get 2 hits, so nothing dies. You're like, oh, cool.
Yep.
Great. All right.
Yeah, yeah. So you might take this with Palpatine, and then you have, I think you got to take Force Reflexes because he's only got 5 wounds. You want to get that dodge. Plus with Master of the Force 2, he's going to be able to unrest it.
Well, wouldn't...
ready it, sorry.
With that, doesn't his other card, we'll get into later, his command cards, I think that stacks with that, right?
I think so.
Because you take the damage, you get an aim,
yeah,
you bzz, and then you take another damage if you want, and then you bzz, right? I think, yeah, that's...
Yeah, and then Force Push, I think that's a good one for him too.
Yeah,
but that's
good.
That's 30 points, so you're looking at like 240, and then that's not including any of the command, like commanding presence, esteemed leader, or improvised orders.
I think, you know, like with maybe esteemed leader, with him, I just think you load him out. Like, you're, yeah, already 220 points deep. Like, why, like Vader, you got to at least put saber throw on at least.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, with him, like, why not just go, like, make him miserable?
Yeah, I would put esteemed leader on him because you're going to want him to last till at least turn 4.
Yeah.
Especially for his one pip card. So you put esteemed leader on, you know, you're throwing snow troopers, and we'll talk about this in a second, but Royal Guards already have Guardian 2. And then, yep, so you got another Guardian 1 on him. So you could just start throwing, you know, your troopers in the way to just hold him out until you can get off the atomic bomb.
Because he'll theoretically just, he could annihilate everything if he gets a good round.
Yeah. Right?
Like, so it's worth it to like just push him forward.
Yeah. So I would recommend anger, Force Push, Force reflexes, and a steam leader.
Yeah.
That's for what, 35 points?
Yeah, whatever. Like, so, you're already 220 points. You just embrace, right, it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, 245.
That's one missile launcher you're not taking. Like, if, right, you were, right? Like,
right, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I like that. So so that's him. And then his command cards. We got his 3 pip, which is an entire legion. And basically, he gets to activate each eligible unit.
That's great.
So you can activate your whole army.
If they're in his command range, yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, that's... Would it be in his...
Yeah, it's still got the command range.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, is that everything? But no, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's just so good. Like even like Veers is just like him and two other guys for three.
Yeah.
Right. Or Push is three. That's just so good. And it's like one of the only cards that gets flavor text too, because there's really nothing else like to talk about on it. That's fantastic. I think his one's my favorite, but his two pip, so you disactivate him, Palpatine. Before an opponent would activate their first unit, you may choose an enemy trooper unit. If you do, your opponent must activate that unit instead. Assign an order token to it from its order pool, unless it has a face-up order token. At the end of that unit's activation, if it did not perform an attack, it gains four suppression tokens. So,
oh my god,
you can just pick something way in the back, like yep. One of those. Like how many times you've been playing, intercept the transmissions, or one that like guy's hiding with a box in the corner.
Yep.
And you're like, bing, you know, take that. And he can't shoot because he's just too far away from the action. Then he,
I know.
How upset would you be if he, like, you roll for a rally, they don't rally, panic, off the board, drop the box.
Dude.
Like.
So I was even thinking, like, okay, let's say this would be tricky and situational, but this was the first thing that came to my mind. You play this turn one. You play it on Luke. Like, if they have Leia.
Yeah.
You know she's going to do orbital bombardment, yeah. right? You play it on Luke. He can't get to anything to attack.
Yeah.
Oh. He's going to have four suppression. Then you start attacking him and just load him up.
Yeah. Those snipers or like suppress mortar fire.
Yeah.
Imagine if he actually got hits on that. It's like he just runs first turn.
Yeah.
Like, geez.
That's what I'm saying. That would be an answer to Luke, is just like load him up with suppression and get him out of there.
That's really fun. And it's thematic too.
Yeah, because think about it. Turn one, so he has to activate Luke.
Yep.
Turn one, the first activation. Mm-hmm. He won't, depending on the board, but for the most part, he will not be within range of anything of yours.
Odds are no. Yeah.
Right.
And if he does, then he's just in like probably in trouble. Like
right.
I don't think there's a setup where he can make it into melee.
No.
So he's got to shoot his pistol.
Shoot his pistol, and now he's in the open.
Yeah.
So you're forcing him to do something with Luke. And then you literally just take the rest of your army and you just light him up. And then you use Palpatine's ability there. Pulling the strings. And then you on his activation, you then have him activate and give snow troopers or, you know.
You like act. So let's say it's turn one.
Yeah.
Right. Given your anger, Luke. Luke can't get to you. Let's say they play one pip and they, hopefully they don't play one pip and they don't ready him. Or actually, no, it won't matter because you'll get the four after the end of the turn if you can't shoot. So he takes the four. And then you like, let's say you got two snipers because that's pretty common for everyone to take. So you pull a string, sniper, shoot on him. Then you sniper, shoot on him. Then you sniper, shoot on him. Like that's a lot of suppression, let alone anything else I can get in range for.
Right.
It's almost worse to just dump your army to just like. Or we have the AT-ST with Mortifier can't be pulled to strings, but it'll get a turn.
Yeah, just like, do basically what the First Order did in The Last Jedi and just everything fire on him, you know?
Do you think you got him?
Yeah, I think that would be... that. I mean, that, and I'm sure there's 100 other uses of this, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, you know, again, like someone will come up with some crazy, like, you'll get played on and you're like, oh, why?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, yeah.
To me, I'd love it just to get those like those units that someone will like hold on objective, like they'll grab a box and like hide it in the corner for like intercept the supplies.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that unit
recover the supplies.
Yeah. I'm mixing the two there.
No, that's all right.
But they run them in the corner and they just hide them behind like a tree.
Yeah.
And you're like, they have to shoot or else they'll panic and run.
Right.
And if you run them off and they leave, like one less victory point, right? Or like Boba Fett at the beginning.
Yeah.
You're just like, do it. And then if he can't get to you, like Boba Fett's got some range, but unless they played a card for him that gives him an attack, he's only like range three, maybe.
Yeah.
With his little gun. So if he can't get to you, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to play him. I would have played him at PAX if he was legal, but he's not. So.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about PAX. Sorry, everybody. If you're listening and you're going to PAX, They put this up on the thing. None of the stuff, the Royal Guard or Pelp, are legal for PAX.
It's a Fantasy Flight thing. An expansion has to be out, I think it's a full 2 weeks before it's legal in an event. So like that's why it was kind of a bummer that the FO, my first order stuff, didn't come out for X-Wing.
Right.
The going thing is it'll probably be released at PAX. So, like, you'll be able to get that stuff there. But, like, I wanted to play my first one. I want to play my list, man. But but same thing here. Like, I want to play Creole Guards. I want to run them up and just, like, beat people up with sticks. Like, that's hilarious. They did nothing but stand in the movie. So, let's let them get some.
Right. Yeah. And then also, just for everybody, too, if you're going to PAX, the rules reference, the new updated one, is legal Thursday. So it will be legal for PAX, and we will be using that for the rules. Just a little sidebar.
No, sure,
there.
That's important, though, right?
Okay, so then his last and first pip, one pip, and now you will die. During Emperor Palpatine's activation, he may suffer a wound and gain one suppression token to perform an attack. He may do this any number of times. After Emperor Palpatine performs an attack, the defender gains an immobilized token.
Could you scroll up one for me?
Yep.
I want to read when you were defending. Okay. I was wondering if you'd combo out the Steam Leader. You can't. Okay. That's fine. I keep throwing damage off to people.
Like, yeah.
All right. That's good.
No, but, you know, you would get... So what you do is you put anger on him.
Because it's a suffer a wound,
you
right?
You suffer a wound. You gain an aim token.
Shoot, fix it.
Use the aim token. Shoot.
Shoot again. Yeah. Shoot, fix it.
It's called the nuclear option.
Yeah, right.
So really, depending on where you are in the game, if you've gotten Palpatine to a point where he doesn't have damage on him, you could use this 4 times.
Yep. And just wipe out everything or really ruin someone's day because it's suppressive, so it's 2 suppression tokens.
Yeah.
So you see like Luke or Leia or... Boba Fett or something, or anybody really, and you're just like zap, 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 see you later, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's like it's a big risk because you gotta get a 5, even though there's Guardian and everything, like those damage is still going somewhere, right? It's not like just evaporating. But if you get him all the way up there, you deserve your he's a one movement. Imagine like if I see, like, I kept Long March in because my new list. Put that back in. So if I see a Palpatine on the sideboard, I'm like, Long March.
Yeah.
Like, he will walk to me, right? Like, I'm not, like, same thing if I see Vader, I'm like, Long March. Like, we're just, I don't even care if it's the worst, like, objective for me. Like, I just let him have to crawl all that way, right?
Yeah, but what I would say is, in that same vein on the other side of that, be careful, because you will let him crawl that way, but he will catch up to you. And so I've noticed, like, sometimes people don't expect it when they do.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, especially Vader, and they're like, oh, crap, I wasn't really ready for that.
Yep.
So that's good. Yeah, he's crazy strong. He's really good. A lot of points, 250, 245 if you want all the bells and whistles. But
I think you need to. Like, at least Force Reflexes.
There's no other way to go.
Just keep him going. Like, yeah. He gets it back for free, so who cares?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so moving on. All right, we're going to go through the Royal Guard now. So the Guard, they're first, they're 75 points. They have 2 wounds per mini, and they have a courage level of 2. Their flavor text is charge. After you perform a move action, you may perform a free melee attack action. This is the same as Luke has.
Yep.
They move 2, which is great. Discipline 2. When you are issued an order, you may recover up to 2 suppression tokens.
Yep.
Good. Real good.
Because they're going to get shot at.
Yep.
Right. Because I'll shoot at them. Why would I, you know?
Right.
I don't want them on me.
No. Especially if they got Pelp and he's using them with all that other stuff. Then also Guardian 2. So that's they can basically take 2 hits.
It's important to note that it's a friendly trooper unit. So it can be like if you're running them near a guy holding an objective, they can pull damage off.
Yep.
And just die so your objective runner can get out of there.
So here's the thing. You roll the dice, right?
Mm-hmm.
To take, if you have to take the wound. Only on blanks do you take the wound, right?
Correct.
They have red dice.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got, let's say you get, it's really too bad that scouts only run 2, because if they ran 3, that'd be like phenomenal little objective runners.
Right.
So you like, let's say you get your stormtroopers up there, you grab the supplies and you grab one and then you're trying to get away. Well, as long as those guys are near them, they can just soak up damage because you don't care, right? Right. You just need to get the guy out of there.
So they have two. They have a force pike, which is melee, and that's a red and a black. And then they have a holdout blaster, EC-17 holdout blaster for a range up to 1 to 2, and that's 2 black. Now, the unit comes with 3 for the 75 points. And then you basically, you're going to add on the electro staff guard for 25. So he is a basically a melee only, or he can use the gun. I'm sorry, excuse me. He can use the gun, but he has to use his melee weapon versus the force pike. So he has a sidearm for melee, and while performing a melee attack, this mini can only use the weapon on this card.
Yep.
So he can only use the electro staff for melee, but he can use the guns for range. And while defending against a melee attack, you gain immune to pierce. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's worth it for 25 points because you can go tie up a Vader or a Luke with him.
Yep.
And not really have to worry about it. I mean, it's still 6 red dice they got to block, but like, okay.
Right,
right. Right. Like, it's not like they don't automatically lose 3 guys or take 3 wounds, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And so, you know, they have the extra person. They can take duck and cover and hunter if you wanted. They got the slots for both. They have slot for gear. I did not put all the gear cards on here because you guys know what they are. The only two I put on here was the new one that comes with them, which is Recon Intel, which is you gain Scout 1 for 2 points.
Yeah, that's like nothing.
It's so good.
It's really good on like any in Imperial Scout.
Yeah.
Right, because they actually get like, I feel like Scout 1 isn't ever really worth it to me, but like Scout 2, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a free move, right? It's not just like a free step onto the battlefield.
You know, so I played a list this past Friday. These came out on Friday. So I put the Recon Intel on snowtroopers. I had 3 units of snowtroopers, yeah, and it was just getting them moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was nice. For 2 points, I would say these guys are good for emergency stims.
Oh, yeah. Because you need that clutch turn.
Yeah.
Like, they got to deal with the dead man, right? Like,
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good if you're with the Guardian too. It's a good balance.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, they can take grenades. Everybody knows the other concussion and fragment grenade or impact grenades. The ones that they came with are called fragmentation grenades, and they're 1 red. And while this weapon is in your attack pool, you gain surge to crit.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So I don't know if they need them per se, because their melee is really good, and you get 2 black for range 1 to 2. But I put the card on here because I think it's good for snowtroopers.
Oh yeah, because it makes their flamethrower surge into crits, which is awesome. I mean, it's really like, so you know, I don't know the global meta, but I feel like the meta for places I've been, that troopers are really starting to become like the really thing to use. And I get that they wanted it to be a trooper heavy game, like the gentleman last week was talking about. But just having like, those are like, if you're not sure what grenade to take, like if the game ever became vehicles again, like it kind of was when it started, you take impact. Like it just,
oh, absolutely.
You just take it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But right now, I'd take that over blast, cause red dice, man.
Right.
Well, sweet red dice.
So if you are using the flamethrower, you have blast, cause it's
yeah. I mean, in general, general, like getting those surge to crits too, on like a rebel trooper.
Oh yeah.
Don't surge on any attack. Like you get range 1, you just 3
toss a bunch of things. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like it just feels that's cool. I think plus it's got the death troopers on it, which is, can't wait for those.
Yeah.
They haven't announced them yet, but if they announce Jin and the other guys, like it's got to be Krennic and Storm death troopers, right? Like,
yeah.
That's like a want from everybody. So those grenades are just like, I think the when in doubt, frag out. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
I for right now, I, you know, I think the, my feeling is that the list is going to go, I think we're going to go back to armor. I think armor is going to start hitting again, because of all the, snipers and everything. And it's hard right now, to have troopers with those freaking snipers everywhere.
Well, right. Like Pierce is really obnoxious.
Yeah.
So it needs to happen, because when I've you know, when you have an ATST, I love the ATST, but when you roll like, you're like, yeah, six hits, and they roll six of eight die, and you're like, what? Yeah, you know, like, yeah. I just blasted you the main cannon, like, your guy should be dust, but,
right.
You know, like, Leia's pistol has Pierce 1, so her pistol is better at killing dudes than, I get that I have, like, Impact 3, but, like, no one's playing vehicles. Right, like, it's a, same thing, like, Palp's shot, it's Pierce 2 Impact, I mean, suppressive, that's real good, yeah. Like, or Generoso's pistol is going to be Pierce. Like, I think Pierce is a weird mechanic, right? Because it kind of has that, like, feels bad man.
Yeah.
Attached to, because how many times when you, like, you see Vader roll, like, he's six dice, and like, well, three are dead. You know, like, before you yeah, even, like, yeah, roll yeah, dice. Yeah. And then you do roll those dice in the shields, and you're like, geez. You know, like, it feels like you got the miracle of actually rolling that evade die, then just to have it swapped away. I'm not really huge on that mechanic. But on the same side, like, I feel like some guns could, like, again, we keep saying, like, well, if the T-47 had this, it would be great.
Yeah.
But having, like, Pierce and, like, being able to, like, maybe do a, like, a loadout change, like, instead of anti-vehicle, you put on, like, anti-troop, like, yeah. front guns to give it Pierce some impact. Like,
yeah, you could put, so they got the hard point, right? And they have the two guns. So the one is a regular gun, and then the other one's a harpoon gun. But you could add another hard point that's like a Pierce weapon.
It modifies the first gun. Like, it yeah. modifies the front, maybe. I feel like that's the way to really get these back in. Also, we don't know any of the next two factions, like, lists.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're going to see a lot of droids that have armor. Like, super battle droids might just have armor.
Yeah,
keyword,
yeah, yeah.
Which would be fine. Like, they're just a tough trooper with armor. But then that's when, like, Ion becomes real good. Because no one... Yeah. Like, bringing Ion right now is such a gamble because you may not even run into a vehicle.
Right.
And, like, it doesn't do anything to troops, right?
Well, and the other thing is, too, I think what might bring armor back is what we saw, we talked about a little bit last week in the rules reference update with the repair.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so I think that, yeah, you know, that's going to change things because, you know, one of the hard things with ATSTs, with the speeders, with all the vehicles is they, you know, they all roll white dice. So it makes it real hard to play them because you're like, I got this really great weapon. And then it's like, they just rolled all blanks. Okay, perfect. So yeah, that's over.
You know, even like, I played my list with, one of my buddies, this past Saturday, and he outplayed me with his Han, but he didn't have any impact. He had those stationary guns, but only two could shoot. So it's impact yeah. two a piece. And I had my ATST, I'm like, whatever, I'm gonna nuke this thing.
Right.
Couldn't kill his he just rolled all these evades all the time for his yeah. His stationary gun. I'm like, this 200 and yeah, I think my 240 point thing cannot blow up a you know, like a yeah. like a 70 point gun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I look over and I said, well, I'm like, well, I'll shoot these troops. And I shoot and some survive, then Han rolls over and he Pierce kills some guys. I'm like, this is you know, it's like getting really like tilted. I'm like, what is going on right now? So
yeah, I will say, so this same guy that Evan was just talking about, honestly, playing him has changed my opinion to a degree on two units that I think I downplayed and kind of crapped on before. One is Han, and the other one is the lasers, where I was just like, I don't see a place for these. This dude, he built a really good list that I think he's got to fine tune it a little bit more. I mean, he's beaten me, so I'm not saying me. But when we were at a tournament 2 weeks ago, he did well, but he's just, I think he's missing an extra spice to it that I'm sure he's going to figure out. But it's a really good list, and he's running two lasers, Han, and a bunch of troops, and what is it, three snipers now?
Yeah.
It's a really, really good list.
I hate snipers.
It's annoying. It's an annoying list.
Oh my gosh, I hate them. I really got to get another one so I can run a couple. But I like Legion because it had the templates. Like, yeah. Everything's template based. There's no like so I never liked games where they used like range ruler, like not range rulers, but like tape measures, because people get yeah. sketchy with tape
yeah,
measures
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's like 6 inches, right? Like, this is, you know, you put the dude down. You got your tape measure. I got your little template. You move. He moves one. That is one. Right. There's no like.
Yeah.
Even if people do that little like bump forth, it's that's well, one, right?
And
like,
the other thing is, anybody who's played Warhammer or anything with that required rulers, there's nothing worse than accidentally dropping your ruler on your units.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that is
messes it all
God
up.
God damn it! Like, I hate that so much.
I get you. But where I'm going with that is, I don't like how things have infinite range, because I think the range ruler is like, the range ruler should be, to me, that's how you measure stuff.
Yeah.
So to have something that shoots like one to infinity, I'm not a huge fan of. But that's the same thing. Like, I also don't like the coordinated bombardment or maximum firepower. As cards, I don't like that turn
to
zero
infinity
blast. Yeah, to infinity zero blast. Like, yeah. And it's, you know, Legion. So it's like, well, my Leia can see his foot, so he's taken two red. Like, okay, you know, like that stuff's super frustrating.
Or like his gun barrel, I can see his gun barrel, therefore I will bombard him.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's weird. So I got to read over the line of sight. I thought I read somewhere where it's like antenna and things like that don't count, but.
Yeah.
Other things do, but to me they're all like, as long as I don't see a body part, like, I don't know, it's you know, it's a little fiddly over that. Yep. But I'm not like dumping on the game. I just don't like that particular unit, that anything that's like this to infinity. Like even the AT-ST's mortars,
yeah,
are from like four to infinity, right? And you know, when the game first was coming out and then people on TTS and they're like two mortars, just two AT-ST's mortars, Veers.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you know, making guys run off the board. Like, I mean, I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like fun at all. Like, that sounds terrible. Like, well, yeah. Who wants to play that game? But the game is evolving. And,
yeah.
You know, like, again, like, we don't know what the next two armies are. When they did a lot of this balancing, they balanced it with everything in mind.
Yeah.
So, like, I still think it's a ton of fun. I just not a fan of those infinite range stuff.
No, I get that. And I will say...
It's just a personal gripe. I don't...
Yeah.
Right? It's not...
Well, and I will say to the comment of the game evolving, I mean, you really have to hand it to FFG. They've been listening. They've been... I mean, they've joined some of the Discord chats. Like, one of the guys, one of the creators of the game, he was on the Discord chat, like, talking to everybody, like, answering rules questions. You know, we've had gripes about key positions and I know there was a bunch of gripes about force push off a table. Like, they fixed all that. Like, that's all fixed now. Yeah. You know, I mean, fixed is a relative term, but to the most part, the big problem with key position is now done. So yep. that card is fixed.
It makes the bidding war kind of like having the blue player spot is important.
Sure.
But it's not a 20-point bid important anymore. It's like a
right, not
a 5 position. Or yeah, 10 yeah. point bid.
I think you'll start to see it even out. Like I think Notorious Scoundrels were talking about how, like at Nova and stuff, like the biggest bid, like they said they saw like a 7-point bid, and they yeah. were like, oh my god, 7 yeah. points. And then by Michigan, it was 30 or some ridiculous number. You know what I mean? For a 25% chance of getting key positions.
Right, it's you know, I wish X-Wing could do that, because right now in the X-Wing like game, there's a particular couple Imperialists that want like to get 200 points, and they're having like a 15-point bid. That's
yeah.
a lot. And when I was building my list for this event, I'm like, do I go 20 points?
Right.
And just dump a ship off the table just to make sure I let my fives move last. And that's always going to be real in X-Wing, where I kind of like in Legion, where if like you can build like an 800-point list and be like, whatever. Like, you know, right. like it's, you know, like yeah. there are going to be times when you really wish you did, because they get right. like a better part of the table. Like sometimes when people build terrain on tables, like one side is just better.
Yeah.
How it comes out, and you really wish you could have taken that side. Yeah. But on like, it doesn't feel like you lost. Right. Like,
yeah. And I think too, the other thing with in reference to terrain, I think a lot of the TOs are, that's tournament organizers for everybody. They're starting to pay attention to that, and they're being a lot more. One of the things is I think the TOs that are doing this stuff are actual players now.
Yep.
And so now they're looking at the board going, okay, how can I make this as even as possible?
You know? When I was at Nova, I mean, we tried. Like, he never complained about, we just got the train that was given to us, and the guy was like, look, man, just make it, I'll try as identical as possible down a diagonal. And I'm like, okay. You know, like, and it wasn't any dude's fault there that the stuff was bad. That's just what we got in the box. Like,
right.
We opened it up.
What was offered.
But to be fair, the nice thing about that was each box had a sheet that said specifically what each terrain is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no like, well, when we played on this board, we said that was that. Right? No, it's right. just you pulled out the paper and it's like, that's heart, that's heart, that's area. And that was just actually like, I really miss that, because every time I play a game somewhere, we set up terrain, Like, I'll be like, well, that looks like hard terrain. Like, yeah, I think it looks like light. I'm like, okay, so I'll give you that one. But this one's light. You know, like, it's, there's no, like, squabbling over. It's just, like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I know PAX, so they, you know, they said people could bring terrain if they wanted Star Wars-specific stuff. They are going to have 40K stuff there, and they said they have a lot of terrain from that.
Well, yeah, because they got a Saturday is the 40K tournament all day. Right, so they should have some stuff.
So I think what we could do, and I'll have to pass this by them when we get down there, but, you know, we could actually just have like an index card, and you could draw like little circles for the terrain and just write hard, soft, area hard. You know,
it just makes it easier. Like the next, so when you, like the next guy plays on that table.
Yeah.
And he, like, it's already set. Everyone knows the same thing going in that you, the people don't agree. Because, like, I might look at trees and be like, well, that's area. So, like, trees can kind of just move around. Like, just if you shoot through that, that's what it is.
Right.
Whereas another guy's like, no, each tree's specific. Like, that's a hard piece of cover. There's no area. Like, and that could make someone win or lose.
Yep.
So, like, when I was playing with our buddy Nick, like, I was assuming a tree was, like a cylinder of infinite, can't shoot through this from the bottom to the top. And a sniper's like, well, I can see your foot. And I'm like, oh, I guess you can. He's like, Pierce one dead, Pierce one dead. I'm like, because I conga lined him up behind a tree.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, you won't see me. And then I'm like, oh. You know, like, so it's really important to, really, really, really important to have static terrain rules in this game. Because if this game can be finicky in one thing, it's terrain.
Yep.
About seeing like, oh, I can see your toe. Well, that's a maximum firepower shot at your foot. Man.
I get really, that's, I probably say that's one of my more, besides dice, one of my frustrating things is playing Leia or Veers turn one. And because, okay, because, you know, when you're playing, there's specific things you want to do. You have an objective.
Sure.
Not only the objective card, but in your head, you have an objective of how you want to play and approach this mission.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're, like, so wrapped up in that, you're like, oh, crap. Like, as soon as you, like, turn one starts to come, you're like, oh, my God, they're going to do orbital bombardment. I didn't even think about that. Like, that's dead. Goodbye, snipers. Goodbye, that. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I keep Veers last just so I kill a sniper.
Yeah.
Like that, I hate snipers so much. I play Veers just to maximum firepower them off the board. Like,
yeah. My only problem with that, so like orbital bombardment is just so much more powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Like Leia is just a better commander in general. And than Veers is that, I want to kill the sniper with maximum firepower, right? Like that's what you probably should do. But, like, I'm like, it's four red dice. Like, I don't want to waste that on a sniper. Like, that's, in my head, I'm like, that's nuts.
So, like, right, because no one plays armor anymore.
Right.
So, my option is troops. And last couple times I did, I shot it into some stormtroopers who were, like, out of place.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have pierce. So, he rolled, like, three red dice and took one damage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that was a waste. You know, like, because
it's
meant to kill a vehicle, but no one plays vehicle. So, you have it, and at least he's got sharpshooter one.
Right.
So at least they, even if they get heavy cover because they're in like at low profile, like I'll get one, you know, like I'll pick something off here. Like,
yeah,
it's more of a I don't have any other great targets is the thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Like I tried, what did I do? I tried to suppress down Leia with it once. So I'm like, all right, fine. She's going to get orbital bombardment down, but let's see if I can stop her from getting aim tokens or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a weird mix, but listen, I mean, I'm complaining about something stupid. We roll all red dice on the Empire side, so besides our vehicle, so you know.
Yeah, you know, it's snipers, it is what it is. It's part of the game, though, right? Like,
there's finicky stuff to each one.
This game can have some real dice variants that can really affect a game, like real hard sometimes. And sometimes you feel like you just couldn't, like you played, you thought you played it really well, and then the dice. I don't like blaming dice because that's an easy, bad carpenter blames his tools.
Yep.
Right. It's just your easy way out. But like sometimes you're just like I was playing my ATSTs. I'm like, my ATSTs took, two ATSTs shooting into a just one of those stationary rebel guns.
Yeah.
2.5 turns of these two things shooting into one gun because he was just rolling hot of it. It's like,
that's
insane. You know, right? Like it just,
well, and I think you and I have both been there, you against me, but in particular, but like where you're like, oh man, I'm rolling red dice. I got this. And then it's just all blank. You're like, that, what?
I had Vader one game when we were in Buffalo, took 4 damage off the bat just from a shot. I'm like, a 4 damage shot. He just rolled all blanks. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, I even took the deflect.
Right.
You know, I had like, it was just like, just 4 blanks, can't do anything about it. And, you know, the game has to end. Things have to die. Like, that's part of it. But, man, like, that can just, I don't know if it's just defense dice in games in general that feel bad sometimes, but those, like, when you lose, you're like, well, my stormtroopers are a little out of place, but they've got red dice, so they won't all get wiped out in this one shot. And it'll all blanks. You're like, okay. You know, and that's why leading back to Pierce is like, it needs to be there because the game, people, things need to die so the game can end.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
if everyone
just
lived forever, then everyone feels good. And no one feels bad. Like, that's not the game.
Well,
right?
And it always seems to, you know, I don't know about everybody out there, but for me, it always seems to happen. Like, I'll be like, okay, so my let's say I have stormtroopers with DLT-19 and they get shot. All but the unit leader die, right? And then the unit leader literally won't die for like
forever.
4 turns.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, oh, you're going to shoot me 4 times? 4 blocks. 4 blocks. You know, and it's just like, what? Where was this before?
Yeah,
like,
that happens to me
literally,
quite a bit too.
He's got 6 suppression. He can't, like, what? What?
You get that hero moment, right? Like, where he's hidden behind a rock and like, I was fighting our buddy Brandon. I had a guy, he had like, it was 8 suppression tokens, I think. And because he hadn't gone to his turn yet, so he just kept firing and firing because he was holding one objective. And so I had this great moment. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then he just walks over and the force chokes him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. You know, we're like, oh, never mind. It's over.
Yeah, I will say, months and months now, I have not been playing Vader. I've been playing a Veer's list, varied Veer's list. And after the last couple tournaments and watching Vader, but specifically Luke, I'm just like, oh, for God's sakes, I need a force user. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm getting eaten alive.
Yep. That's why I like Palpatine Least is a change. I'm excited for the new. I'm excited to like think and speculate about the new ones that are coming out. Like, I'd love to see Grievous for lightsaber dude. Would be pretty cool. I'd love to see Obi-Wan or Anakin.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Because right now we have like, doesn't feel super fair for the light side guys. Cause they like dark side has more options to more, like they have anger, they have force choke.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some better like evil options for their stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the more that comes out, like, I'm sure there'll be like force always did like force speed and force regenerate. Like, those are two light side options that I don't know if I could handle Luke having regeneration.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, cause that's they do it in the games and the movies. Like, the good side always has like force speed, maybe get a free move or something or a free jump.
Yeah. Like a jump two or something. Like,
just whatever you want. Like,
So
it's coming. We have to enjoy the dark side while it can before it gets like completely out of control.
I think Jin and the Pathfinder's got a real solid chance of evening things out for the Rebels.
I like the thematic of it, but man.
God, are they good.
Yeah, like who... Just take Jin with just her and her pistol.
Yeah.
And you just put her by a point and you're like, you'll never take the... You know, right? Like it's...
Yeah.
A danger sense is like...
I know.
Right?
It's going to be so good.
So good. So...
Yeah.
And again, this is not one of those design things. I think it's like... I hope that this is all in the grand scheme where like different units could be loaded out differently with that gun icon.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a kind of a waste to not have some of these other like units like these Rebel Troopers eventually get like phased out if like they can't, like if that slot becomes the new good thing.
Yeah. Well, it'll depend on what they like, as long as it depends on if they mark them a core unit, right? They got a minimum of 3 on the core units. So you got to take either fleets or rebs or, you know, or storm or snowtroopers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be I think the only problem I have is really is sometimes I get it from a production like logistics standpoint, right? Like working in the industry from a production standpoint, I get why they have to do it.
Sure.
But the release schedule sometimes it just feels slanted.
Yeah.
So like we have starting next week, basically we can play Emperor Palpatine and the guards.
Yep.
And what do the rebels have for an answer to that?
Yeah.
And you know, and then Chewbacca and Wookiees will come out and then it'll even up. And then Jin and Pathfinders will come out for them and then we're screwed for a month. You know, I mean, it's okay. I get it. I get why you have to do it, but it just sometimes it's like,
you know, it's like, I know I keep referencing X-Wing, but it's the only thing I have to compare for like a miniatures game from FFG.
Yeah.
Where they release everything in one wave for X-Wing. So like everybody gets something.
Right.
Like you get this toy, you get this toy, you get this toy, go. I kind of wish they'd done that. Like, I would rather have once every 2 months than one a month.
Oh, absolutely.
Just so like, because it makes it more of an event that yeah. your guns are coming in, but both like I like how they did the guns. At least both people got their guns at the same time, yep. right? But like if both people, if they had like Jin and Krennic come out at the same time with the troopers in each one, so like each player feels like they get something. Because yeah. when snipers first came out and Rebels got them first,
sucked.
Let me tell you, that felt bad.
That was an awful month.
Yeah, you know, because we were still playing a lot, and the Rebel players that got this, I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, I'm happy they got it because new unit, new toy, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like getting pelted by snipers. I'm like, what is this baloney?
Right?
This
is
some gosh darn baloney if I've ever heard it, right?
Yeah,
but you know, like to be like then the Pathfinders and like Imperial won't have an answer for a while,
right?
On like that because their abilities are just placed anywhere you want,
right?
Range three out. I'm like, oh, that's better than scout. You know, it's yeah. like I guess I'll scout one in.
So I think I think I've said this before on the podcast, but like just
yeah, we gripe about this a lot.
Yeah, predicting ahead. I think my one concern, I'm really, really looking forward to the Clone Wars stuff.
Yeah, geez.
Like, I'm obsessed with thinking about
droidicas,
it.
Droidicas, man. I want my droidicas.
I mean, listen, we're all doing this because we all love Star Wars, oh, right?
So I'm very much so.
It was funny. There was some, I don't want to get into it too deep, but there was like, I think it was a troll post on the Facebook about somebody was asking what's the meta and some guy was like, just don't even play Star Wars. Just go play 40K because it's not a real game or something like that. Yeah. But like in my head, I was thinking, I was like, dude, I literally can buy every unit for what it costs for like two units
oh, no.
of 40K.
Yeah,
like
anybody
I can buy everything, you know?
That's that that kind of so I thing that really just grinds my gears, I would say, is that elitism about
yeah.
a game about pushing miniatures around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, if you came to me like, hey man, I really love Rune Wars, do you want to play? I'd be like, okay. You know, like I won't be like Rune Wars, who plays that lame fantasy right. game? Like, dude, if you like it, man, like it's like Armada players now, I feel like those poor guys. Like, if you ever want to talk about, like, no, I didn't get a release this month. They haven't gotten one in, like, half a year.
Oof.
Not even an article. And, yeah. like, but the worst part is, when they get something, it's, like, Thrawn's ship, the Chimera. And I'm like, that's great. You know, great paint. I want that on my desk. And then right. nothing. And then X-Wing's like, X-Wing 2.0 coming out. And everyone's like, woo.
Blam, 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 blam.
More coming.
Ship,
and they're
ship,
like,
ship.
And, yeah. like, Armada's like, whoa, whoa. Near the end, then he pulls out, like, the sword-sized ship. He's like, yeah, you guys can get the Imperial Battle Star Destroyer. yeah, like, yeah. you can kill somebody with this if you want to, right? And, like, I feel bad for him because they're like, well, that's cool. And, like, I'll buy it because it's just neat.
Right.
But, like, I won't ever play with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if ever you're feeling bad, just, like, I feel like those poor Armada guys who, like...
Yeah.
Because there's still a dedicated Armada community that shows up to, like, tournaments. You'll see them at PAX. They have an event, I think. I know the Canadians love Armada.
Yeah.
When I went to Nova, they had more people were playing Armada than Legion the day we were there. Like, it's there. But, like, man, I couldn't imagine, like, being an Armada player. And, like, well, we're, like, reading Clone Wars. And, like, that was their announcement, was they're getting it. And we're, like, X-Wing got, like, actual pictures of ships. You know, like, you got that hope. And then here, everyone's like, oh, my gosh. Like, join a cousin. And they're, like, really leaning heavy. Like, there's going to be some cool stuff coming for Legion.
Yep.
You know, and, like, Armada's like, well, you'll get what you get.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us this week, guys. Thanks for joining. And if you see it as PAX, see us at PAX. Sorry, I kind of garbled that. But come say hi and let's talk some Legion, have some drinks. I think it's going to be amazing.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Have a good one.
I'm sorry. Evan's delayed goodbye is the best. It's my favorite part of the podcast.
We don't have, you don't do the same ending. You change it every week.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.